Hello there. My name is Monica Burns, and welcome to today's episode of the Easy EdTech Podcast. It is 2024, and whether you're joining for the first time, 100th time, or for the 200th time, I am so glad you're here. I have lots of exciting things in store for you this year. Each episode of the Easy EdTech Podcast is designed to give you ideas you can try yourself, share with a colleague, or bookmark for later in the school year. Get ready for stories from my time in the classroom, the work I do now with schools and districts, and my travels to different EdTech events, as well as practical ideas and inspiring stories from new guests each month. If we mention something you'd like to check out, you'll find the link to it in the show notes. So don't forget to head to my website, classtechtips.com/podcast, for all of the show notes and resources from today's episode. This episode is sponsored by Intel Skills for Innovation, who are reimagining education with technology at its core. For educators and administrators looking to inspire and empower, Intel SFI offers cutting-edge and free resources to revolutionize learning experiences and prepare students for the fourth industrial revolution. They offer a suite of resources tailored to build future-ready skills and prepare students for a rapidly evolving world, including their specially curated starter packs and comprehensive professional development programs. Visit skillsforinnovation.intel.com today to learn more. That's skillsforinnovation.intel.com. This week's episode is titled Mastering the Mix, Classroom Management in a Blended Learning Environment. Blended learning combines traditional teaching methods with online learning, and it can bring some unique challenges, especially when it comes to managing devices and managing resources. There are some classroom management strategies that you can try out to help you make the most of the devices your students already use for blended learning. So in today's episode, we'll explore a handful of classroom management tips tailored specifically for blended learning environments, from organizing digital tools to ensuring some quick and easy access to technology. These strategies, I've got 9 of them for you, are designed to help teachers utilize all of the minutes of the school day. So let's take a look at what blended learning is and some strategies that you can put into action at any time of the school year. So what exactly is blended learning? Well, blended learning is an educational approach that combines traditional face-to-face classroom instruction with online learning activities and resources. This model integrates direct interaction of classroom teaching with the flexibility and easy access of digital technology. It's different from distance learning. Students use these digital tools while they're physically together with you in a classroom environment. So one of the benefits of blended learning is that it can provide a more personalized and engaging learning experience for students. Kids can benefit from the physical presence of not only a teacher for guidance and support, but also of their peers who are there to collaborate with them. They have the opportunity to engage with digital tools, and often they're working through course content at their own pace. In a second grade classroom, this could include students answering a few questions on a quiz software and seeing a tutorial or activity suggested to them based on their responses. In a secondary classroom, it might include students working with a partner to collaborate on a research project that they're doing. There are just so many ways to put this type of learning approach or educational approach into action. And it's not just about using technology or saying, okay, right, we've got the tech, but it's really about how it's integrated into the curriculum to enhance learning objectives. So if you've read my book, Tasks Before Apps, you know I love that phrase to emphasize that it's about how you use digital tools in the classroom, not what tools you're using. So this type of blended learning model really requires careful planning and an understanding of what classroom management looks like in this type of environment. And I'm using that term classroom management to talk about management of supplies and resources, not about behavior management. But I can tell you from my classroom experience that having things move smoothly, right? Having structures in place can definitely help address some of those other types of issues we sometimes put into classroom management category. So we're going to look at just under 10 strategies or 10 tips for classroom management in a blended learning environment. And the first one on today's list is to set up device checklists. You can create a checklist for students to follow when using devices. This can ensure that they have the necessary apps and resources for each lesson. So you might have something more general or something that is more specific to that day or that week's activities. You could post this in a shared space, in a physical space in a classroom, with a reminder to complete certain tasks like plugging in a device to charge it at the end of the day. And so if students are asking questions or what to do next, you can refer back to that device checklist. Next up is to share clear digital guidelines with your students. So establishing clear norms for digital device usage in the classroom, including when and how devices should be used during lessons, is an important thing to happen in any classroom environment, particularly now when students have access throughout the school day and perhaps at home to using digital devices. And just the same way that they might have a conversation with their grandparents in a different tone or cadence than they would with their best friend, right? There's different guidelines or different ways that they may be expected to use digital devices over the course of the day. So you might have a protocol you use, like Apple Up, to signify flipping over a tablet like an iPad so students can redirect their attention to someone is speaking. You might say put your Chromebooks at a 45 degree angle so they're not shut off, but that the screens are away from their eyes. So having some digital guidelines or some strategies for bringing people back together, right, is an important part of setting up everyone for success. Number three on our list, another strategy for managing blended learning environments, is to have regular device audits. You might set up a calendar reminder, maybe every month, to periodically check devices to make sure they are functioning. So this could include updating software and apps to ensure everything is running smoothly. And your students can also become part of this process as a way to introduce computer science skills. I've had a bunch of fun episodes on the podcast, including an interview with Lori Guyon all about how to make computer science standards fun. And so having that regular device audit, right, might not seem like a super fun terminology to describe something that you could put some levity into depending on how you set it up for your group. Next up is you'll want to set up a tech support system. So setting up a system for students to report technical issues and provide basic troubleshooting training to help them resolve common problems that might come about. So you might have listened to the bonus episode I did with the folks at Visor, a partnership with Visor recently on device management. This goes into a lot of detail about support systems and help tickets and all of that sort of thing. So you might have something formal district-wide or school-wide, or it may just be something that you are leaning into in your classroom. Another important part of managing blended learning in the classroom is to have organized digital resources. So you can keep digital resources well organized in a central online location. Maybe it's a classroom website or learning management system, or maybe you use a visual dashboard inside of a space I featured on the blog earlier this year. You might create a collection inside of Wakelet. So lots of options. Maybe Google Sites is one that you've done before. I actually did a masterclass in my Easy EdTech Club, my membership site, all about creating a personal landing page, right? So that's something that would fall into this category too. So a few things we've thought about so far: setting up a device checklist, having clear digital guidelines, making sure to include regular device audits on your calendar, having a tech support system, and organizing digital resources. Next up is to use student-friendly collaboration tools. You can utilize online collaboration tools to facilitate group work and discussion, even when students are physically together in a classroom space but might post at different times during a lesson or during the week. And there are a few spaces students might use. If you were a big fan of Jamboard, you probably know by now that that has been sunsetted, right? Or it's no longer available for us to use in 2024. There's others like Kami or even something like Google Slides could be a great option for this. Now, I've got two more tips for you. Number 8 on this list is to make sure to keep a digital literacy focus in your daily routines. And you can include digital literacy skills in your content area instruction to help students learn how to use technology responsibly and effectively. So in episode 245 of my Easy Ed Tech podcast, it's called Unlocking Digital Literacy with Practical Classroom Strategies. I talk with Dr. Jenna Kammer and Dr. Lauren Hayes all about this topic. It's a pretty recent episode, just a couple weeks ago. So you may want to check it out for some of those tips if digital literacy is something you want to infuse in all the things that you're doing. Now, the last one on our list of tips, the one before last, I skipped one there, is another super important part of a successful blended learning environment is incorporating student feedback and listening to students. Now, if you listen to my Google Forms podcast, I think it was number 253, I talked about using Google Forms as a way to collect student suggestions or responses. And you can use digital platforms. There's lots of them for feedback, but you could set up a Google Form to make it easy for them to post questions or share ideas. And so that could be something that you include as part of your classroom management. Like, you want to hear if something's not working, you want to hear from students if they love something or don't like something. And that could just become part of the routine. Now, last on today's list of tips for classroom management in a blended learning environment is to create personalized learning paths for students. And you might use digital tools to create personalized learning paths, things that cater to each student's individual needs and the pace that is right for them. There's micro learning platforms that can help you set up students for success when learning at their own pace, or you may just have three different pathways that you're asking different groups of students to follow. They have a more personalized learning experience. Now, managing a blended learning classroom definitely requires a thoughtful balance between traditional and digital teaching methods. Every learning environment is different, and the tips that I've shared with you today are really ready for you to customize for your own classroom. We know that classroom management can mean a few different things, but it certainly includes managing devices and resources. And you can create an organized, inclusive, productive learning environment for every student. Now, if you have a favorite strategy that may be one that I missed, or maybe one I sort of talked about, but you would tackle it a different way, would love to hear from you. If you get my Monday newsletter, you can sign up by going to classtechtips.com/news and reply to any of my Monday newsletters. That's a nice, easy way to get in my inbox and tell me a story or tell me what you're working on or thinking about or what I should add to an episode like this one. But if you're more of a social media person, you can find me at Class Tech Tips as well. So let's make this EdTech easy with a few key points from today's episode. Create device checklists and digital guidelines. Organize digital resources in one central location. Gather student feedback through digital platforms. Offer personalized learning pathways for each student. Remember, you can find the show notes and full list of resources from today's episode by heading to classtechtips.com and finding this one, Classroom Management in a Blended Learning Environment. A big thank you to today's sponsor, Intel Skills for Innovation. Ready to transform the educational experience with Intel Skills for Innovation? Visit skillsforinnovation.intel.com today to step into a world of possibilities. Sign up now using the free code MONICA to unlock exclusive access to their comprehensive resources, You'll get access to over 70 lesson packages and more than 120 hours of professional development. Visit skillsforinnovation.intel.com and use the code Monica for free access to a wealth of resources. This March, we'll celebrate 5 years of the Easy EdTech podcast. To help celebrate, I'm hoping you can do us a favor. Leave a rating or review for the podcast wherever you're listening today. Spotify will let you tap on the stars, and Apple Podcasts will let you tap on the stars too, and leave a 1 or 2 sentence review. A big thank you in advance for helping us get ready to celebrate this March.